This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, it's not often that we're encouraged to go wild, but it's nearly June, and so the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust are once again inviting us to join in with their 30 Days Wild. That's their 30-day challenge to us to do one wild thing every day during the month of June. This year, the Wildlife Trusts are keen to tell us that rising to the 30 Days Wild Challenge could, in fact, bring us measured benefits to our health and our well-being, and they want everyone to feel that they can join in. I was keen to find out more about the challenge and how it might benefit me, so I spoke to Lee Ellis, Wilder Communities Officer at the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, and I started by asking her whether it was indeed really the case that joining in 30 Days Wild and just making some wild connection for 30 days could really make me happier.
Well, yes, there's no money back guarantee on this, and it depends on every individual, but you'd be surprised. And the most sceptical of people go out, and I can almost guarantee that there'll be something that tickles something in their mind that makes them feel actually better than when they started.
And this has actually been scientifically proven, hasn't it? It's not just a feeling, but actually this is rock solid science.
Yeah, that's right. I know the University of Derby have been doing lots of research on this as well, and also Exeter University. And you only got to Google Nature Connections, and it will give you a whole host of information around this area of how they've actually got numerical data and statistics proving that it really does make a difference to your well-being and your whole way of life. And this is something we've struggled to proving the past, because these things tend to have a long-term effect. But now there is some hard evidence to show that it's definitely a good thing to do.
Yes, and it's not just the sort of happiness and well-being. Unbelievably, apparently it can actually make us healthier too. That's amazing, isn't it?
Going outside, be it changing your environment, has a physical effect. And obviously our minds and our bodies are very much connected. And even in the busiest day, if you just step outside your office, your room, or wherever you are that's indoors, into the outdoors, and just take a moment to pause, it might be that you're near a busy road. But if you focus really hard, I challenge you to not hear a bird singing somewhere. And even for those few moments while you're focusing on that, you suddenly realise you've forgotten about that deadline or that part of washing, and if you've got a healthy mind, then your body is healthy too.
Okay, well, it sounds like there's some really very strong reasons why we'd want to take part, but as you say, it also helps us connect with nature, to appreciate it a little bit more, and that must be very important to you at the Wildlife Trust.
Well, it is. We're still working towards our targets of engaging another 1 in 4 people, which in turn hopefully help us get to rewilding 30% of the UK by 2030. So the more people we can get interested in nature and wildlife, but also understanding why it's important. We've all got such busy lives, and it may be that nature and wildlife isn't at the top of our list. We might be thinking, well, how am I going to pay that energy bill at the end of the month? But actually spending a little time outside, knowing that perhaps you're doing something really positive, makes you feel better. It changes your perspective on all the day-to-day serious stuff that's going on in your life. And it sounds really way out there, but it really does work.
Yes, indeed. And of course, like you say, actually, economic hard times for many people, but nature, or just those little Points of Nature doesn't cost anything, does it? It's there for everybody to enjoy or appreciate.
Yes, definitely. And you don't have to live in the beautiful countryside. You might be in an urban development in the middle of a town centre, but there will be something there. There'll be some trees. There might be a small space that's been left to grass, or hopefully now wildflowers, as they're not cutting it so much, which is wonderful. But wherever you are, take a moment to just sort of think, oh, what trees are around here? You know, set yourself a little challenge and perhaps identify them. There are a number of free apps available that will give you a good enough identification of a tree. And, you know, some of these community spaces, people have grown vegetables and things, the community to share. And of course, there's the little things that we don't notice so much, where nature is getting through. So those tarmac roads, the brick walls, the fencing, there is nature finding a way through, and it will have its own life on it.
I was just thinking about the little dandelion which I just spotted poking up in a crack in the pavement just outside my home, and I was thinking, yes, that's just the kind of thing, isn't it? Even somewhere as sterile as a concrete pavement, there's a dandelion which is smiling out in its lovely golden glory there, which is lovely. So it sounds like having a garden is not a prerequisite to joining in with this. It really, you could live in any kind of home to join in.
Absolutely. And that's been very much the focus of our Next Door Nature project that we've been working on over the last 2 years, is acknowledging that not everyone has a garden, and they may have a balcony or just some sort of shared outdoor space. Any small space. In fact, you could create yourself a little viewfinder. So, you know, a piece of cardboard from the back of a cereal pack cut that's sort of, 10 centimetre by 10 centimetre square. Place it over a small patch of earth or soil or grass that you find, and just have a look and see what's going on in there. There'll more likely be some ants busying around and goodness knows what else.
That sounds like a great idea. You know, it's great appreciating the big things like the trees, but as you say, actually taking a really close look at the very small things can be really rewarding as well. So we don't need to live in any kind of a house, don't need to have our own private space to go into. But how about if we're one of the many people who are housebound and can't actually get outside at all?
Well, hopefully you can get near a window and position yourself there. And I know there are resources like bird feeders, maybe bird nests that can be attached to the windows with suckers and things like that. But our resource pack for 30 Days Wild has got all sorts of online accessible activities that you can take part in as well and engage that way. And use your imagination as well from what you can see. Maybe do something you've never done before and write a poem about it, about that spider's web in the corner of your window. Or maybe how, and this is more relevant last week, but how the raindrops were running down the pane of glass, and think about where that's all come from.
Yes. When you were talking about online things, I was thinking also, how about just taking, perhaps 10 minutes or perhaps even longer to take a look at the peregrine falcon nesting on the webcam on top of St. Albans Cathedral. That is such an insight and feels like such a privilege, doesn't it, to be able to see these magnificent birds. So, yeah, that would be a lovely thing to do, wouldn't it?
That's a great reminder, yeah.
So you've given us a few ideas there, but we're supposed to join in, if you want to join in with 30 Days Wild, we're supposed to do 30 things, one on every day of June. And thinking of 30 kind of wild things to do feels like quite hard work. So will you be giving us any suggestions?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the free resource packs have lots and lots of suggestions. But at the same time, don't stress yourself. If you can't do one thing every day, if you just did one thing in the whole month, that's one thing more than you did last month. So, you know, do what you can. So, I mean, the purpose of it, 30 Days Wild, is connecting people to nature where you live and work. And we also hope that it will encourage people to find out more about the Wildlife Trusts and sign up to your local branch, and which case, this case, Hearts and Middlesex, there's going to be a booklet that you can get sent out in the post as well. There's a wall chart, butterfly posters with spotter sheets and herbsy. So there are different packs. There's individuals and family packs, which you can get online or actually have them sent to you. There's a schools pack, which includes biodegradable stickers and booklets and flashcards. There's a pack for care homes. We also have a pack for businesses, because we'll encourage people and while they're at work to do something. There's a lovely wall chart there, and an e-newsletter plan and content. We have sensory activity downloadable resources. There'll be a certificate for when you do it. Wildlife watch activity sheets, spotter sheets, YouTube videos, mindfulness colouring sheets.
Lots and lots of ideas there. Just when you're talking, like, you know, things like spotter sheets, activity sheets, sounds as if it's more sort of, I don't know, children focused. Is it the kind of thing? Is it going to be as rewarding for just adults by themselves as well?
Yes, absolutely. As long as you're prepared to give yourself permission to have, you know, have an open mind again. And, you know, having fun isn't just for children. That's the main thing. Knowing that you can make a positive impact for wildlife and to help us fight against this kind of emergency that we're experiencing is a massive incentive, especially, I understand, you know, that lots of people, again, can feel it's such a big thing to worry about, and what can I do as an individual? Or every small thing has a knock-on effect, you know, like dropping the pebble in the pond. So rediscover your enjoyment of being outside and just listening to the birds, looking around at what you can see. I mean, take your shoes off and put your feet in the grass, you know, that nobody has to see. But who cares if they do? You know, maybe some more people will join in. Go crazy and hug a tree and see how that makes you feel. But it's for absolutely everyone. And maybe part of that challenge is to challenge yourself, let yourself go and do some things you wouldn't normally do. And then the feeling after that is just amazing.
That sounds brilliant. And Lee, I just wondered what your favourite wild thing to do will be. What are you most looking forward to?
There are so many. I have to say, taking my shoes off and feeling the grass between and my toes. And I've not been cutting my lawn because it's Novo May. So it's nice and long and very green because of all the rain. And I feel really connected with that. And it also feels a bit crazy and a bit naughty and oh, you know, I'm going to get my feet dirty, and it's just wonderful.
It sounds wonderful, especially the way you're describing it, with a few daisies and dandelions there on the lawn as well. Beautiful. Lee, thank you so much for telling us about that.
Great pleasure. I hope everyone enjoys it.
I was talking there to Lee Ellis, Wilder Communities Officer at the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. And just to reiterate what Lee was saying about the scientifically proven benefits that we can gain from taking part in 30 Days Wild, the University of Derby analysed data from 30 Days Wild to measure the impact of the challenge on participants. And they found that 30 Days Wild boosted the health of participants by an average of 30%. And in particular, those who started with a relatively weak connection to nature, they found that participation made them significantly happier. So if you fancy giving it a try, then simply search for 30 Days Wild to sign up. And I absolutely love that there's even a special pack for care homes. Great to see that no ages are excluded. And I have joined in 30 Days Wild before, and I have to say it was very easy, and it did just give me a little nudge to do something sort of nature-based each day. And my favourite act of wildness was, well, it was drawing a leaf. Now, I'm no great artist, and I threw the picture away afterwards, but the act of just drawing made me look much more closely at the leaf, and I really appreciated what a complicated, amazing, and really beautiful thing, just a simple thing like a leaf is.
So will you be going wild in June, and which wild activity will you be doing? Well, do let me know via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and Facebook. And you could start your Wild Month with a trip to the Odyssey Cinema in St Albans to see the film 6 Inches of Soil. Now, it's been shown on the 2nd of June at 6 p.m. and it sounds like a really interesting and uplifting watch. It tells the inspiring story of young British farmers starting up against the industrial food system, transforming the way that they produce food to heal the soil, improve our health and provide for local communities. It tells us about agroecology, which is an approach to farming that includes so-called regenerative farming techniques that work in harmony with rather than against nature. It focuses on local food systems and shorter supply chains, so that's farm shops and things like that. The advantages, they say, are numerous, that we get to know who's growing our food and how the farmers get paid a fair price and have the satisfaction of producing healthy food in a healthy environment. And it also suggests that agroecology may be one of our best chances in the face of climate change, as it keeps carbon in the ground and creates resilient systems in the face of climate uncertainty. Well, screenings over the UK have been sellouts, so it's even better that this really important film has made its way to the beautiful Odyssey Auditorium in St Albans. So do take a look on their website and buy your tickets for that. And whilst I'm talking about the Odyssey, have you tried the Podyssey podcast? Mix 92.6 FM presenter Neil Rogers sits down with Roberto da Silva and Nicholas de Bellis, both from the Odyssey team, for detailed discussions of all the latest film. So head to the podcast page of mix926.com or your favourite podcast provider to see what you think. Anyway, the film 6 Inches of Soil is being shown as part of this year's St Albans Sustainability Festival. And do take a look at the Sustainable St Albans website to find more about the huge variety of events on offer, including talks, workshops and discussions at the SusFest Expo on the 8th and 9th of June. Now, I'll be with you at the same time next week when we will indeed be hearing about two of those expo workshops to make you a more resilient person ready to face the challenge of climate change. Until then, thank you for listening.